So next I'd like to move on to the artist portion of the evening, and we're going to hear now from DJ Spooky, that Subliminal Kid, aka Paul Miller. I'll just turn it over to you and let you do the explaining, all right? Thanks.
Hello everyone, how you doing?
Yeah.
Hi. All right. Some of you guys might know me as Paul Miller, some might know me as DJ Spooky. The fun part about DJ Spooky is that it's a fiction. It was meant to be a character in a novel I'm working on, and it started out sort of as an art project. And I was living in a place called the Gas Station in New York. It was a junkyard on Avenue B and 2nd Street. So it's now been raised over and is now a condominium. But being in New York at a certain point in the mid-90s, it was right on the cusp of how digital culture was kind of slowly migrating out of the academies and really beginning to spread throughout the entire culture as we know it. So for me, music was always a hobby. And most of my early work, as many of my peers and various fellow DJs, we always kind of are archivists, we're collectors. We're you know, I like to call flaneurs of the subconscious, you know, people who like to look for rare nuggets of sound, rare records, rare grooves, rare beats, and make new mixes out of it. And so when I was first starting out, I would always make these CDs and little mixes that said, "Who is DJ Spooky?" And you'd have to listen to the tape. There was a sense of humor about sort of audio theater. And to make a long story short, when they asked me to do a piece for this, I was thinking about it. I'm in the middle of about three different projects. One of them is Birth of a Nation. I'm remixing that. It's an early D.W. Griffith's film. And many copyrighted works that are public domain pre-1923 are still accessible. And so I wanted to make kind of a statement about ownership of culture and, of course, ownership of memory, collective memory. So that's the product that's going to be associated with the Creative Commons. And what I would like to do is present a video snippet of it. And I just presented one of the early work in progresses of it at the Castro's Theater a couple weeks ago. But essentially, whenever you hear something that DJ's made, it's always a sense of playing with memory. And what I'm fascinated with, the Eldred case, is that the idea of who controls memory. How can you recall an image or a sound that's essentially part of a collective unconscious, how we think of things that just go through your mind every day and how you externalize that. That's what DJing is about. It's playfulness. It's irreverence for the control of memory, irreverence for the found object. And so essentially, that's what DJing has become. It's almost a basic fabric, you know, part of the fabric of contemporary culture. And so there's that kind of thing, which to me it becomes kind of what I like to call 21st century electronic music is like a new form of folk music or folk culture. Some of you guys might have heard of the Joe Record case, the guy who sang the lyrics on how to decode DVDs. Anybody? It was sort of a very funny case where a kid basically sang the lyrics on how to decode DCSS, you know, DVD control systems, and then made an MP3 out of it, and of course then had various people show up at his door. So it was a little bit of a hectic scene. So after that, you know, MP3 got rid of the file, and then they, of course, kids being who they are, they printed the lyrics to the song on how to decode DVDs on a t-shirt. And so, you know, again, these issues always migrate. You control one thing, the net will thread its way around it, and so on and so on. And there, that sense of control, and so on and so on. And there, that sense of control, one of the terms Larry always uses a lot, which in his great book, it's The Future of Ideas. If you haven't read it yet, you should. So it's the idea of creative co-authorship, you know, being able to actually reach into a text and reconfigure it. And if there's something we've seen throughout the 20th century, whether you're looking on the art side of things or the underground or overground, it's that sense of whether you're looking at William S. Burroughs or Jack Kerouac and the Beats in the 50s or the Dada scene in the 20s or the early cinema people, you know, working with that, is that America has always been a place of the mix. But somehow, I think in the 19th century, we were a net importer of intellectual property, whereas after a certain point, we became a net exporter. And that's when all these kind of control issues come up. So, how many of you guys have heard of a magazine called Adbusters? As a kind of a sense of humor about that, they made this new flag, which showing to kind of think about the idea of copyright culture in our era. There's that famous scene in Blade Runner where the main character goes into a DNA lab and the guy's like, oh yeah, they own, you know, your eyes, or they own your DNA, you know. So if you're Monsanto or various other companies, you can reach out into the world and copyright, you know, in Indian and Brazil's DNA, for example. But if you're a DJ and you download an MP3, all of a sudden the FBI shows up at your door. So, you know, these kind of unbalances are very intrinsic with how we think of things. So, anyway, to make a long story short, what I'm going to be doing is presenting a short trailer, so to speak, of the remix of Birth of a Nation. And in it, you're going to hear a different soundtrack and a different kind of clips of the film remixed against itself. And the idea is cinema as memory. And with that said and done, I just want to thank the Creative Commons folks. And I'm going to show you guys some of the software I use to undergird the material. Most of the film is edited using software based on what they call Max MSP, which is actually a guy named David Zuccarelli, who's based out here. And they essentially release the core basic aspects of the code on the web, and you can download it, and you pay a certain licensing fee, and then you make your own versions of it. So the software itself has become part of the basic, again, folk culture exchange kind of mode. And I don't want to talk too long, but I just want to let you guys know that that's what it's about. And I'm going to play some examples, and I'll slowly remix the film as it's played, but this is going to be short. The film is normally 3 hours long. You're seeing about 5 minutes. Here we go. Situations. So, with that said and done, again, this is a trailer, and I'm going to improvise a little bit here because, well, I'm kind of doing it away from the turntables because there was no cable problem. But what you're going to be hearing underneath, what you're seeing here, is this. Right.